under the stars. We all play the same game, near and far. No matter where, no wonder why. It's as if we pick them clean from the sky. Have you heard what's going down? We're all victims of a rumor going round and round and round. Behind, not far ahead. We don't want the truth, we want the lies instead. No matter how, no matter who, it really doesn't matter, whatever you do. You can hear it all over town. We're all victims of a rumor going round.
Thank you. Closing out that set, we had the legendary Elmore James with 1954's Please Find My Baby. The king of the slide guitar passed away 58 years ago Monday, May 24th, 1963 at just 45. Born in Holmes County, Mississippi in 1918, Elmore James was inspired to play after seeing Robert Johnson perform and was playing clubs while still in his teens. In 1951, with Sonny Boy Williamson II on harmonica, Elmore James recorded his version of Johnson's Dust My Broom, setting the groundwork for a career of roaring, distortion-fueled slide guitar and impassioned vocals that paved the way for blues rock. An inaugural member of the Blues Hall of Fame, he also has one album and two singles inducted, and has been nominated for 5 Blues Music Awards, winning 4 times. Elmore James was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1992, and on Rolling Stone Magazine's 100 Greatest Guitarists of All Time, he ranked number 30 in 2011. Before that, from Melbourne's Catch 23, we had Victims from their 2022 debut release, Blues Hotel. And I got that set started off with the legendary Sonny Boy Williamson II and 99 from his 1959 Blues Hall of Fame inducted Down and Out Blues. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from their just-released Broken Silence, this is Germany's Ivy Gold with House of Cards. CJSF 90.1 FM SFU Burnaby. Closing out that set from his forthcoming 10th album, Latchford, we had Hamilton, Ontario's Andre Bisson with Shake. Before that, from their brand new release, Death Wish Blues, we had Samantha Fish and Jesse Dayton with Settle for Less. And I got that set started off with Germany's Ivy Gold and House of Cards from their just released Broken Silence. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, legendary Allman Brothers Band co-founder Greg Allman passed away 6 years ago Saturday, May 27th in Savannah, Georgia at 69. The Allman Brothers Band, formed in 1969, releasing their self-titled debut that year, creating the blues-laced genre of Southern rock and establishing Greg Allman as one of the greatest singers and songwriters of all time. The Allman Brothers Band were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995 and were awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2012. As a solo artist, Greg Allman charted 5 albums and 11 songs on 12 different Billboard charts, was nominated for 2 Grammy Awards, was inducted into the Georgia Music Hall of Fame in 2006, and was awarded the 2011 B.B. King International Artist of the Year Award at the Maple Blues Awards. On Rolling Stone Magazine's 100 Greatest Artists of All Time, the Allman Brothers Band ranked number 53, and on their 100 Greatest Singers of All Time, Greg Allman ranked number 70. From their 1970 sophomore release, Idle Wild South, this is the Allman Brothers Band featuring Greg Allman with Leave My Blues at Home.
We're living alone. here am I, oh, send me, oh, here am I, send me, here am I, oh, Lord, send me, of the voice of Jesus calling. Feel right and harvest waiting. Who will drive the sheaves away? Here am I, send me. Here am I, oh, send me. Oh, here am I. When he calling, here am I, oh Lord, send me. Here am I, send me. Here am I, oh, send me. Oh, here am I. Like Paul, oh, you can tell the love of Jesus. You can say he died for us all. Here am I, send me. Here am I, oh, send me. Oh, here am I.
Closing out that set from 1964's Memphis Gospel Singer, we had Reverend Robert Wilkins with Here Am I, Send Me. Robert Wilkins passed away 36 years ago Friday, May 26, 1987 at 91. Wilkins was born in Hernando, Mississippi in 1896 and is best known for his song That's No Way to Get Along, recorded by the Rolling Stones as Prodigal Son on 1968's Beggar's Banquet, that resulted in legal action after Wilkins' name was left off the original pressings. In 1928, he cut four songs for Victor Label, which led to Wilkins performing on a weekly radio show. A year later, rival label Vocaleon sent out a field unit to record eight more of Wilkins' songs, including That's No Way to Get Along. In 1935, he recorded five more songs as Tim Wilkins, then left the blues behind for gospel. He became a minister in the Church of God in Christ, but never gave up playing guitar and singing. In the 1960s, he was rediscovered, making appearances at folk festivals, including the 1964 Newport Folk Festival, which led to the recording of Memphis Gospel Singer. And I got that set started off with the Allman Brothers Band, featuring the late, great Greg Allman, and Leave My Blues at Home from their 1970 sophomore release, Idle Wild South. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Taking us across the top of our first hour, the legendary Bob Dylan turned 82 on Wednesday. He was born Robert Zimmerman on May 24, 1941 in Duluth, Minnesota. A 10-time Grammy winner who's been nominated 38 times, Bob Dylan's charted 54 albums and 32 songs on 26 different Billboard charts and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988. In 2016, he received the Nobel Prize in Literature for having created a new poetic expression within the great American song tradition. On Rolling Stone magazine's top 100 singers of all time, Bob Dylan ranked number 7, and on their 100 greatest artists of all time, he placed second behind the Beatles. From his fifth studio album in 3 years, 1965's Bringing It All Back Home, this is the one and only Bob Dylan with Outlaw Blues.
Yeah. like a Jesse James. Some kind of